Medibank Private, who were recently hit by a major data breach, may be facing potential legal consequences. Maurice Blackburn Lawyers has launched an investigation into a potential class action lawsuit against the health insurance company after the personal information of almost 10 million current and past customers was stolen. The potential lawsuit could raise questions around companies' responsibility to secure customer data. I asked Associate Professor Michael Duffy, Director of the Corporate Law Organisation and Litigation Research Group at Monash University's Business School, what the class action lawsuit against Medibank entails.
Well, class actions normally involve a person bringing proceedings representing at least seven others in relation to common issues, in relation to possible liability of a defendant, and they bring the action in on behalf of those people, and those who can show that they have suffered some loss caused by a breach, breach of law, breach of duty by a defendant, they will ultimately be able to come forward usually and prove those losses and recover damages if there has been a breach of some sort of legal duty, which would have to be proven, or else the matter might possibly be settled, as another way it might end up.
And in the Medibank situation, would this be a duty of care around data retention?
Well, you probably have to talk to the lawyers who bring the action as to the exact way they're going to plead their case, but there's probably a number of possibilities, and they would include sort of various statutory privacy regulations, but it may also include a general possible duty of care in relation to, you know, the general law of negligence, if, you know, alleged negligence, which, you know, in simple terms translates as carelessness, really, in simple terms, and was that duty breached or not.
And is there any legal precedent when it comes to class action lawsuits around data breaches? Like, have there been any others?
Not really on exactly the same sort of facts. There was a case in New South Wales involving a health authority, but the facts were a little bit different. No, there's not a lot of clear precedent for this situation. Obviously, there's an Optus case, I believe, has been started as well, and that is quite similar, but that's a long way from being resolved, so it's not yet a precedent.
And what would the outcomes of this lawsuit entail?
Well, the outcomes probably will entail, the desired outcome, I guess, of the plaintiff bringing the case would be that people who can show that they've actually suffered some sort of loss, financial loss that can be sort of quantified, that they would be able to, make a claim for some or all of that loss by way of compensation.
And would there be any implications for the future of cybersecurity in this class action lawsuit?
Into the future, there's a bit of an interesting question, I guess, about where this is going in the context that we have at the moment, which appears to be increasing numbers of hacks occurring. That may mean that organisations are going to have to have a good hard look at what they're doing in relation to data. obviously, there are various requirements to obtain information from people, often mandated by government. And often to do business with people, you do have to obtain some data from them. But it might be that, if organisations are obtaining data that they don't need to obtain, they may need to think about that, because in the event that, they are hacked and that data is released, spread around or whatever, and people suffer loss, there might be a question of whether it was reasonable to even be asking for that data in the first place, whether it could have been reasonably foreseen that asking for that sort of data when they didn't really need it, whether that might cause people loss in a situation of increasing amounts of hacks. And also, I guess that includes also the situation of some hackers now coming from countries whether or not they're state actors or not, the states are perhaps at least slightly complicit in not doing much about it. If it's a technological arms race between hackers and organisations, and one party's got state actors possibly involved, then it becomes very difficult. And there is a real question of who's going to win this race. Will it be the hackers, or will it be the organisations?
So would there be a potential liability on the part of companies then to protect data if a class action lawsuit is successful?
Well, that, if that was what will be claimed, is that they had a duty and presumably that they failed in that duty. That's what the allegation will be. Whether they prove that or not, we don't know really until the matter goes to the court.
Associate Professor Michael Duffy, Director of the Corporate Law Organisation and Litigation Research Group at Monash University's Business School, speaking with me there.